MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And welcome to this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Now, if you're listening live, today is April 16th, 2015. And if you forgot to file your taxes, because it's too late now and you're going to get a penalty. Unless you're like Lee and I, we file extensions. And if you're listening via the archives, and this is not a problem for you, then the show is number 374.
If not, you've gotten everybody who's procrastinated running to remember to file their taxes right now.
Right.
Well, you can listen to us on your app.
Yeah, even if it's after the 15th, at least if you get it in the mail, at least it'll be a minor penalty.
Well, the sooner, exactly.
Right. And we'd love your call not to be late to us. So don't call us tomorrow. Today is the deadline for calling us for today. 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. And before we go any further,
okay,
I have to issue this correction. It was driving me nuts. So on Tuesday's show, I went off and on all of, you know, extemporaneously talking about how smart I am and about the how to have free shipping configured on your listing so that you show up in Google Shopping. And yeah, I got everything right except one thing wrong, which was, and this happens to me, I guess, I get confused in my addle-pated old age. And I was telling everyone that you had to use calculated with the free shipping box checked, which is an option. You can do that. But that's not correct. The correct way for making sure that the item with free shipping shows up in Google Shopping is to use the flat option, flat, same cost to all buyers, and then you check the box, and it fills in the cost box with zeros by default.
So we're FF. It's going to be flat and free.
Yeah, if it's flat and it's free, if your shipping is charged as a separate line item, that is, it's not free shipping, you don't have to worry about any of this. This is just for those sellers who don't charge the buyer a shipping cost for their item.
That would be me.
You want to make sure you're using the flat option, not the calculated. And here's the reason why. So eBay sends, on a regular basis, sends a feed of all the listings on eBay. Millions and millions, actually hundreds of millions of listings, to Google Shopping in a single feed, as Google. That's what the Google doesn't take individual eBay sellers' feeds. They used to years ago. They don't anymore. And one of the block rules on their side is that if the shipping value is not set to zero for free shipping, it passes through with a different, a question mark value or a null value or something, and Google will block it. And the problem with Google blocking it is it tends to block all the items that come through for that particular seller ID, and not all of them may be free shipping. So this is what I was told. So last February, I finally got this information from somebody on our shipping team, because my listings weren't showing up, and I changed them all to flat with the free shipping option checked. All my items are free shipping. There were about 200 at the time. And I used the bulk editor to do it. It's pretty quick. And then they started showing up. Within about 24, 48 hours, they trickled on, and I could find them in a search on Google for shopping. But on Tuesday, I got it backwards and said you had to use the calculated option. So let me repeat. If you are not charging for shipping for your buyers on any listings, for those listings that are free shipping, make sure you have them configured so that the domestic shipping option is flat, same cost to all buyers, and not the calculated option. Both have the free shipping box checked, or for you to check. But if you use the flat and check flat option and check the box, the cost box will fill in with a zero, which is, or 0.00, and that's important. eBay won't block it when they send the feed to Google Shopping. And I apologize for anyone who got it, who, on my advice, started making changes and ended up having to rechange them all.
What can we do for them?
What can we do for them?
Go cook their dinner one night.
Well, I'm more than happy to writhe at their feet in a frenzy of self-abasement.
In front of me?
In front of anyone.
Can we make it in front of me?
Yeah. Have you ever seen me writhe?
No. It would be very interesting.
It's very painful. Anyway, short of that, yeah, I can't hand out anything.
So you're
go broke.
So you're saying that if I went last night, if I happened to last night change all mine to flat,
then you're fine.
Then I'm fine. Then it should take 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah,
maybe?
It's about. It takes a little bit. Let me go search.
How often does eBay send the list to them?
It's roughly 24 hours.
Okay.
So, because
okay.
It takes about that long to send a feed, I think. So.
Got it.
There's so many items.
Okay.
So anyway. You know, not that, I mean, it's not the biggest deal in the world, although if anything that helps get you some extra traffic is a good thing, don't you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, so.
So I see that you've put it in the, your mea culpa, in the chat board. So that's good. So you can go see it in there.
Yeah.
And it shows you exactly flat, same cost to all buyers. And then in the little box where you put cost, you have to put zero.
Right.
And free ship and check free shipping.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's important.
Okay,
I got it. Anywho, you can always run a search of the title and see how it shows up, and it should be okay.
So there was a big announcement on the announcement board.
What was it
yesterday? Let me go to it right this second. Hold on a minute. Let me go
there.
Why
didn't I see it?
Big announcement about pictures.
I didn't see this.
Which, it's a very good thing. So, let me get...
Oh, during the return process.
Yeah.
Yes, look at that.
Yeah, you want to talk about that or read it to us?
Well, I'm learning as we go, because I didn't know about this. We all know the old saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Now you can upload up to 10 item images after you've purchased or sold an item on eBay. Sharing pictures of your items presents a more effective way for buyers and sellers to resolve issues after the sale. Images are particularly useful in cases where the condition of an item is in question, the item was damaged during shipping, or a replacement item is requested. In some cases, the ability to preview photos of an item can help resolve an issue before a return request has been completed, which can save both time and money. In addition, by helping facilitate communication between buyers and sellers, these photos, accessible by buyer, seller, and eBay customer service, will be permanently attached to the return record. Image needs to be in the PNG, JPEG, bitmap, or GIF format for a maximum file size of 5 megabytes. If you need to return an item and want to learn how to upload photos, there's a click on the announcement that'll show you how. eBay sellers should visit the Seller Center to learn more about how returns work on eBay, including details on uploading images during a return. So, it's good information.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll help.
I think so.
When somebody says, it came to me all broken. I want my money back.
Yeah.
Please send me a picture.
Yeah.
That's good. So, if you can't call us for some reason today, 888-RADIO-30, but we wish you would call us, please, at 888-723-4630. If you want to chat about anything eBay-related or entrepreneurially related, we're here to take your call at 888-RADIO-30. And if for some reason you're too shy, maybe you're working your day job today, you can get in touch with us by clicking the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. That's the one you're listening to us on right now.
That's true.
And we'll be happy to read it over the air if we can, if we have the time. And usually we get to most of them. Griff, we've gotten an early one today.
An early
one? Yeah, she got this in. She submitted this at 11:01 a.m. Pacific time, 1 minute after we went on the air.
No.
And her name is Julie. She's from Las Vegas, Nevada.
My Julie.
And she's known on eBay as... eBay ID, she's just got Julie, but here's the question, all right? She said, please check out my store. My store name has been Julie's Asterisk Gems, J-E-M-S, for years.
Mm-hmm.
In my store listings, my store name is showing up as Julie's Gems 702, and I have not used this name for years.
Mm.
She says she contacted eBay and they can't figure it out.
Hmm.
You want to take a look at her store just to see if there's something?
Yeah, so what's her...
So the store is...
Hold on. Got to get it up. Find stores. Okay.
J, all lowercase, J-U-L-I-E-S.
J-U-L-I-E-S.
Yes. Asterisk.
Ooh, that could be a problem.
J-E-M-S.
J-E-M-S.
Right.
Okay. I'm not finding. Is that a user ID or a store name? It's a big difference.
She says that's a store name.
Well, I'm not finding it that way, so let me look. What's her user ID? What's an item number? Give me something else to go on.
Oh, boy. Julie, get back in touch with us, honey. Would you please send me another contact us or
Julie. Give
us a call at 888-RADIO-30 because she says her name is showing up as Julie's Gems, G-U-L-I-E-S, J-E-M-S, 702. She says she hasn't used that name for years.
So I find a user ID for Julie's Asterisk Gems. It has a store, and the store name is Julie's Asterisk Gems.
Okay, she said in her store listings,
her store
name is showing up as Julie's Gems 702. Are you seeing that?
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah, I see it. Did she recently change it?
She said, my store name has been Julie's Gems for years, and she hasn't used Julie's Gems 702 for many years.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah,
we'll be right back.
Hold on a second. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Our lines are open. Call us now, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your priceless antiques and collectibles. Now, okay, no snarky comments. Just give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. It's like
you worried about snarky comments today.
Well, coming from me, that seems disingenuous, but no, I'm not really. 888-723-4630. So someone posted, we're talking about that Google shopping thing, and someone posted on the board, except you can't bulk edit if you offer other services. Well, actually, you can. You can do that. You just have to sort your listings that you're going to edit based on the service, the class of service that you're using for that item. So you can do it. For me, it's a little easier because I know I send all my items by first-class package except shoes, which are all USPS priority. But the poster said, and in order to get the fast and free, you need to offer next-day service, and that's not correct. So the fast and free label on your listing is not based on just the class of service. So you don't need to offer next-day service in order for that listing or to receive the fast and free label. The label's provided on your listing based on the class of service and the buyer and seller's location based on zip code. So, for example, I offer all my shirts with first-class package. Buyers who are located close enough to my zone based on zip code will see fast and free. For example, a California or Nevada buyer. But a buyer in Maine might not see it, because it might be beyond the fast and free area. So yes, offering a next day service to all your buyers as your first or second or third class will probably get fast and free to all of them. But to get fast and free, you don't have to offer a next day service.
Okay.
I find that within the United States, so based on all of my sales for the last year or two, all of my first-class package sales have arrived, even at the farthest locations, within 4 business days. I haven't, and there's been no exception to that, from mailing from California. So that's pretty fast.
Really, it is. Yeah. So you remember when we last left, mm-hmm. we were speaking about Julie's Dilemma.
Julie's Dilemma.
Julie's Dilemma, where her store name is one thing, and something, her username is showing up with an older username. She did call us. She's on the line with us right now. Julie from Las Vegas, known on eBay as Julie's asterisk gems. Julie, thank you so much for calling. Okay, so your store name is Julie's asterisk gems, right?
It sure is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Julie, I would ask you to do this. I'm able to see what you're seeing. So, yeah, that's weird. I'm going to ask Lee to forward the message you sent to her to me, and then I'll have that information to forward to the store's team so they can take a look. Seems like something got stuck somewhere, but I'm sure it's fixable.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, my buyers that want to come back and shop with me, they can't find me, so it's an issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's an issue because, unfortunately, buyers aren't that computer savvy, some of them, so they don't realize they can go into my store and click on that. They're up in the search bar typing in Julie's asterisk gem, and they can't find me. So
yeah, and I see that the URL for your stores is, you know, everyone gets a unique store ID, is storesebay.com/Julie's Gem 702, so it's the old URL. I'll find out what's going on.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Griff. You have a wonderful day.
Hey,
you
Julie, too, Julie, what do you sell?
She sells gems. Are you kidding?
Griff.
You know what? I sell a little of everything.
Thank you.
So
you sell one-offs, basically.
Yeah, she has some jewelry, but she has clothing and handbags.
I mean,
you
can call something a gem that's not a gem.
Like me.
Exactly.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Julie, you live in Las Vegas. You can walk to the event.
Oh, what event?
Oh! Aren't you going to be surprised? Well,
thank Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Tell Julie about our event, Lee.
Julie, every year in June, the middle of June, we celebrate the anniversary of eBay Radio.
Well, I didn't know that.
And it's at Bally's. How far away do you live from Bally's?
Oh, 20 minutes.
Hello. Okay. And what we do, it's the 16th, 17th, and 18th this year. It's 3 days.
Of June.
In June.
Yeah.
I'm writing it on my calendar right now.
And if you please go to ER Vegas, ER stands for eBay Radio. So go to ervegas.com. You'll see where you can register. If you want a hotel room, you're welcome to stay with us. We got $63 hotel rooms if you book them through my block, but you'd probably stay at home. Unless you're like me, then you would go and have an excuse to have room service.
Exactly.
So look it up, ervegas.com,
and I
expect to see you there.
Oh, you don't.
Sounds good. I'll make sure I come and say hi to you guys.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Have a blessed. Bye.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Norwalk, California is calling. Her name is Beverly. She's known on eBay as K-S-H-E-M-I. Hey, Beverly, what's your question or comment?
Well, I have two questions, actually, but the first that's most relevant is about the fixed versus calculated that you were just talking about.
And flat versus
flat versus calculated, and it's very relevant to me because I just realized yesterday that none of my items were showing up on Google Shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I have been putting calculated, and I do free USPS priority mail, so that's not a problem, but I also offer an upgrade to Express,
right,
which needs to be calculated.
Exactly.
So I don't know what to do.
Nothing. If you want to offer both services, just keep it the way it is. So the vast majority of searches for...
Wait. Let me stop you there for one minute because I didn't understand.
Well, I can explain it.
Okay,
I know exactly
ahead.
What she's
go
talking
ahead.
About. If you offer flat as the domestic option, then they have to always be flat costs, the same for every buyer, regardless of how many and which services you add. So that if you add a second service, like an overnight expedited service, that also has to be flat. You can't use the calculated. So within domestic shipping, you can't have a flat service and then a calculated service and then a flat service. Or, you know, it has to be either or. So, yeah, that's if that's important for your sales, and you should know this based on how many sales you make where the buyer selects the other class of service, then I would not recommend changing at this time, because that is a shortcoming on our end. But remember, we designed the eBay site for eBay, and we can't control what other sites that begin with a G and end with an E have, and they make unbelievable changes all the time. So our shipping team is looking at a way of also allowing for calculated shipping to be added, where there's free shipping and then the second one. But that's something they're still working on. So
what she's doing now, the second thing that she's using, is that the same for everybody? That priority?
No.
Oh, it's not. Okay. How many people use that, choose to do that rather than your free shipping?
Well, and it's rare. I maybe get one Express.
Yeah. See, I'm going to take that off of mine. I'm taking that off of mine. I'm just going to do it the one way. Nobody's ever asked me.
Yeah.
And if they did, I'd be glad to do it, by the way.
I have to be honest with you. In all my time at eBay selling, I have never had a single customer say, can you send it overnight?
So, I do get about one a year. You know, so it's not a lot, but it's one a year. But they wouldn't take the time to ask it, Lee, because if they take the time to ask it, they should have ordered it priority mail.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So I'm going to take that off because I've got to make sure my stuff gets up on Google Shopping. I just want to.
Well, I think everyone wants to. I got to be honest with you and tell you that it doesn't. This has nothing to do with Google regular search. eBay items do show up in Google search for the most part. There's a very famous incident that happened a little over a year ago where Google, without making any announcement, made some pretty big changes to the way that items were showing up in search from places like eBay. And that did have a depressing impact on people finding items on Google and then going to eBay. I can't really comment beyond that except to say that you may, by the way, on a totally unrelated item, you may have heard in the news that Europe has filed an antitrust suit against our dear friends at the G. I wonder if they're connected. I have no idea. You might think that, but I couldn't possibly comment. Anyway, so yeah, that's a shortcoming.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad to hear that, you know, and I understand the two sites weren't meant to work together, but okay, now at least I know what to do to get my things up on Google Shopping.
So you're going to take off the Expedite.
I'm going to take off
Me
the
too.
Express.
So am I.
And make it fixed price.
Okay.
I mean, getting it exposed to more buyers is more important than offering it fast.
Beverly?
Well, it's already fast because it's priority mail.
Beverly, right. What do you sell, honey?
In the little bit of everything category, too, although mostly gently used clothing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And you and I both are going to make sure our listings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I did have a second question.
Go ahead. Why not?
And it's probably a very simple, like, that's just still there and we don't use it anymore. But there is a get it fast button when you list your item.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you check the little box.
Hold on. Stay on the line. This segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.